The Mercer deal is a great example of a government once again putting EU demands over the wants and needs of our own citizens. It's yet another example of a government completely failing to do the right thing, then embarrassingly trying to save face at the last minute. The government had to be dragged kicking and screaming to do the right thing for its own citizens. The reality is, though, that they knew this deal was going to go through anyway, so they voted no. It was basically to save face, and it's something that the government has decided to do when it was obviously the deal was it was done. So, a last-minute desperate attempt to save face because they knew that the public were turning. And there was no attempt by the government to make the case against Mercosur in Europe or to convince other countries to vote against the deal and use our voice. Rural communities are going to be the one that's left carrying this burden. And the deal is an attack on Irish agriculture, and our rural communities completely are undermined. We have the best food standards, animal welfare protection and climate commitments, but this is going to be thrown to the rubbish when this Mercosur deal comes in. Our farmers are being punished, and it is nothing but an absolute travesty what's going to be coming down the line here. Our fishing industry is also being bled dry by Europe. In Ireland, we hold 12% of EU waters and we're allocated less than 6%. And the new fishing quota saw us lose a third of that. And this will happen to the Irish farmer. You mark my words, when this meat comes in, we are done. The government has to stop prioritising European demands over the needs of its own citizens and consider... All we're getting out of Europe is absolutely nothing. They're bleeding us dry. We need to stand up and we need to say no and we need to fight.